Jeff Hathorn never sleeps. He joins us now. Good morning, Jeff.
Doran knows all the places to hide and get a little snooze in.
I sure do. I know the secret spots.
Yeah, We're not going to give those up, though, because, you know, it's like they're having the really good back way to get somewhere. You don't want to tell everybody.
No, they did a whole not Seinfeld. They did a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm episode on that. Yeah. All right, Jeff. You've been around a lot of Steelers teams that have gone to Cleveland and lost. Times where they've laid down or played down to lesser opponents. Before those games, did you have a sense that that could happen? And do you get a sense that it could happen with this team?
I mean, honestly, before those games, we probably asked the same questions we asked this week and probably got a lot of the same answers about they know the importance, you need to stay focused. I think what is a little different about this team is what we could say what's different about this team on so many other topics is the quarterback. I think the quarterback's experienced this. He knows what they need to do offensively. I think some of the leaders have another year. I'm not talking about Hayward and Watt. I'm talking about guys on the offensive line. They understand it a little better. They've got to say Amalo this time. All that being said, I think it's going to be a tough game up there because it just has been. I mean, they're 1-4-1 in their last six up there. It's crazy because I know they've had a couple of playoff teams, but for the most part, it just hasn't been a good Browns franchise.
Jeff, if the Steelers do win, I mean, this is kind of what we're just talking about right now. How do you think it looks, though? Like, what does it look like if the Steelers end up winning this football game tonight?
Their defense just dominates. That's how it looks. They take advantage of the tackles or whoever's going to be out there for the Browns on the edge. And then they bring Jameis down, and then they get Jameis frustrated, and the gunslinger makes some bad decisions. That's how I think this game looks. I don't think it's going to be an offensive explosion. What you'd love to see is some production in the red zone. I mean, the good thing is they're getting there. Now, all right, now let's take that next step and move up from 30th in the league in red zone efficiency.
Yeah, I pulled the stat earlier on in the week that on average with Russell Wilson, if you would extrapolate it out, the Steelers would be top 10 in the league in yards per game. Obviously, the red zone has been an issue. Are we knee-jerk reactionary to this? Like, Russ had such great red zone numbers last year, Jeff. Do we just need to be a little bit more patient?
I mean, the cool thing with this is the Steelers are 8-2, and we're really drilling down on this. They're not 2-8. They're not 4-4. I mean, they're 8-2, but it is an issue that has to be solved. There's a story on the website right now. I went down the last four games in the red zone. Steelers have averaged 2.3 yards on first down in the red zone. Most of those outside of the 10-yard line. On second down, it's 1.1 yards.
Oh.
And that includes a 16-yard touchdown. So just wrap your head around that for a second, how horrible they've been on second down in the red zone. Mm. Those numbers have to improve, and I think we are going to see a little bit more of Justin Fields mixed in. I think some of it is comfortability. I think some of it is the hamstring that Mike Tomlin discussed that he heard a couple of weeks ago. And I think also they wanted to give Russ every opportunity because he was good in the red zone last year. And I think now we're going to see more of Justin. And, you know, the beauty of Justin, it's not like running Wildcat. I mean, you've got a legit quarterback where you've got to worry about the pass.
Jeff, why do you think that Pat Freiermuth hasn't been infused into the offense as much this year? I mean, he gets paid, and you know, Darnell Washington seems to be the number one tight end target for this offense in Russell Wilson. Do you think that he gets? Do you think he gets more tonight? And why do you think he hasn't been getting that high production?
It's funny. I talked to Pat about that on Tuesday, and he was like, "I'm not stressed about it. I'm not worried about it. It's going to come." That's his words. It's going to come because, you know, he's seen what Darnell has done and he knows there's going to be opportunities for him. Of course, he had the red zone touchdown in Washington, but more opportunities are going to come, especially as they're able to work Mike Williams more into the offense is what he was saying. Like that's going to open up the middle of the field. And he thinks he's going to get his. He said he's not stressing about it. But I think there's been a lot of looks at George, understandably. And you know what? Darnell's been open. And I think that's a good sign. You're willing to throw it to Darnell down there. I think Pat will have his opportunities down there as well.
All right, Jeff, the hot topic on the station this week, Pony giving them a pass even if they lose to Cleveland. is that okay? I think that's such a loser's mentality.
No passes to lose to a 2-8 team if you have Super Bowl aspirations. No passes. I mean, it's a short week. Yes, every team deals with it, and the really good ones win them.
Did you know Cleveland played on Sunday too? It's amazing how that works. They played on Sunday. They actually had to fly up from New Orleans, Louisiana, Jeff. Where they're not gonna be sniffing New Orleans any other time. What happened there?
This is what I have right now, just to show you guys.
What kind of dog is that, Jeff?
Yeah, what kind of dog is that?
It's a mix of sheep and Aussie.
Your dog's half sheep?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, half sheep.
Jeff, appreciate the time.
She loves hearing your guys' voice. She always jumps up on my legs when you guys are talking because she wants to be a part of it.
What's her name?
Tui. T-U-I. It's named after New Zealand beer.
Oh.
I had a math teacher named Mrs. Tui in seventh grade, and I got a D.
Oh, so you weren't hot for teacher there.
Oh, I was. Never mind. Jeff, thank you for the time.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, there's a reason you get a D, and it's not just because you're bad at math.